I don't know that I have, I think I only have one other question. And have you talked at all about, you know, how can people get involved with your campaign, or if they wanted to somehow support you, how do they get in contact?
At this point, all they have to do is call me.
We talked about when the meetings would be, and okay. when he would be giving nomination speeches and having question mm-hmm. and answer sessions with his mm-hmm. with Tim Sheldon and the other members mm-hmm. of the committee. But as of yet, we haven't heard of that. So,
okay.
But why don't you give your telephone number or email address so that if any supporter
I carry my cell phone all the time, and many people have it, and I've got a mess of people's phone numbers in there. It's 598. Mm-hmm. 6313.
Okay.
And, you know, if I have the time, and I will make every effort to pick up the phone as the call comes in. If not, I'll try to get back to them in relatively short time.
Great.
A fair number of people have it, from the civic organizations that I've been involved with to the political types to
right.
just... the school for my 14-year-old. So,
it's no big secret in giving it out to anybody.
Are you looking for any particular support from people, or? I mean, at this point, I don't know that you.
Well, at this point in the process, primarily, I'm reaching out to the people that are part of the individual representative district committees.
Mm-hmm.
Because both the people from the city and mm-hmm. suburban Newcastle County will be invited to this meeting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They'll have an opportunity to hear from both me and Tim Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like saying my opponent. It's Tim Sheldon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm Bill Dunn.
Yeah. It harkens back to that.
They'll get to hear from both of us, and then there's supposed to be about a half-hour Q&A. Between us.
Okay.
But I really want to reach out to them. I'm going to make an effort to start calling them individually
mm-hmm.
or meeting them through regional meetings
mm-hmm.
And discussing all the things that you guys have brought up with people, mm-hmm. you know, that are involved in that process. The first step is to get the nomination of the Democratic Party, and I very much want to get it. So I have to focus on, I think, what is 371 people at
yeah.
this point,
yeah.
and see if I can get, how's that work, 186 of them on my side. And then from there, it'll clearly get stepped up. I'm sure the Republicans will make effort to pick their candidate, and probably in a similar time frame.
Right.
And then there'll be a month to 6 weeks of heavy campaigning and
mm-hmm.
meeting and greeting people as much as possible and seeing that you can get the people out to vote in these special elections.
Yeah.
It's going to be very difficult simply because it's going to occur somewhere around Christmas or New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also what we dealt with right after the 2008 election in the 6th District up in the Claymont area is the election fatigue, and that's what allowed Tom
yeah.
Kovach to win what is an otherwise very Democratic district, which we've taken back this year. So that's something we're going to have to fight against.
Well, the success story that the Democratic Party had
yeah.
in similar regard was Brian Short.
That's also true.
I think, you know, one for one, if you're tracking them all, the Republicans in special elections have fended better than we have, but we don't always lose either.
True.
And as much as I think Councilman Sheldon should be respected, I think in this circumstance I bring a little more to the table than he may.
All right, great.